Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of October, Halloween, and this is something like the 466th Mol Out Loud podcast. It's either 465 or 466, and I'm not quite sure. But I will correct myself when I upload it. I'm heading into town and I'm going on a different route. I'm just walking down from my house and I'm opposite what we call the train park, where there used to be a wonderful old engine, which now I think has been considered not quite safe for children. But in its stead they've put quite a fun playground, but it's fairly quiet now given that it's just before school's out and there aren't very many children there. That is one reason. The other reason is that it's not a very warm and or sunny or outside play inducing day today. Yesterday it was a horrible day, I would say, really horrible. It was hot and muggy and incredibly windy, and today we've lurched down. It's about 14 degrees now and sort of spitting a bit, so a bit, yeah, it's very up and down at the moment. This today, like yesterday and the day before, I had been hoping or intending, in the back of my mind was this, that I would be writing Murmurs of Mol to send out, and it just hasn't happened. I've been very tired, so I've had a lot of sleeping. I slept on Saturday, as I mentioned before, and I slept yesterday. I slept until there was a knock at my door and I suddenly remembered I'd invited my neighbour to tea and I'd completely forgotten. And today I went out to the shed to start to do some writing and there was a knock and I had completely forgotten that this fellow writer from my writer's group has just finished her first draft and is handing it round to read was going to deliver it to me this morning. So we sort of celebrated that and I didn't get to write any murmurs. So I think I may not this week. I think I do need a break from this writing and from all my writing in a way, and I think it's partially kind of exhaustion and partially this odd sense of waiting for this birth of the baby and not knowing at what minute I'm going to have to pack up and go north and kind of organize things up there, it's surprising how much that takes out of you. I've just come down this road and I've just seen this really, we've got a nature strip on either side of the road and someone has created a really beautiful little bed in the nature strip, I don't often come down here because it's quite a long, it's a long hill. I certainly don't often come up here. It's kind of long and it seems endless. And there are other ways of getting home from town that are more zigzaggy and more interesting. And so this is, yes, I don't come down here very often, but I'm coming down here today because at the bottom of my hill is a really lovely little toy shop. And what I'm really looking for at the moment is cotton caps for the baby. And all the shops. I was getting quite frustrated this about a year ago, because all these shops that I had really liked seemed to have turned into baby shops, and I was just thinking, oh, this is so ridiculous. And now that I might want to actually buy something from a baby shop, they've all closed down or fallen into the water, as happened in the centre of town when we had this building collapse. They've closed down the baby wear department of the main department store. So I'm a bit stuck, and anyway, this place is very unlikely to have baby caps, but I'm thinking they might be able to tell me where I might be able to get some. So that's my, well, it's not my destination, but it's the reason I'm walking this route, is to go past that. And the other ridiculous reason is that I need to get a sun hat. At the moment I'm wearing a woolly beanie, but yesterday I got sunburnt. And I remember when I went up to Knocknofty on Saturday and recorded the podcast, I'd said how it was early enough to... that I didn't have to go quite as early because the sun wasn't as intense as it is in summer. But actually, by the time I'd finished the walk, I was really sunburned, or feeling the sun anyway. So that was untrue, and I realised I really had to get a hat if I was going to continue with my walks, especially if I wasn't going to go as early as I had been. Now I have reached the corner, so I think I'm going to sign off, and I'm just hoping that you've had a good weekend and that you've got better energy than I have, and that you're able to focus on whatever it is you want to do. But if there are other things that are happening in your life, maybe sometimes it is time to let go of the usual things and just let things be for a while. I'm not usually very good at taking my own advice, but I hope you are able to advise yourself well. So I will certainly continue with my podcasts, but maybe I won't be doing a mole for last week or this week. And I'm just standing in front of this shop, and it's got wonderful trikes in the window. I don't think I actually need to worry about trikes yet, but they are rather fun. It's not that I want to get one for a child, it's just I rather wish I was the right size to ride them myself. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.